Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Lacey from Lacey Book Lovers on Instagram and BookTube account. Hi, Lacey.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I am a romance reader. I've been a book blogger for 7 years now. I think I just hit my 7 year anniversary like a couple of days ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I also, like you said, I'm on Bookstagram and BookTube, and it's just been a lot of fun.
I love it. So when did you start reading romance?
It was kind of a gradual thing. I was a big young adult reader. Mm-hmm. And so I originally started reading young adult books, and it was mainly through Meg Cabot that I started reading more romance, like more chick lit stuff. But I started to fully read like a lot of romances around 14, I would say, so fairly young.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's a long time now.
Yeah. What do you love about the genre?
I love happily ever afters. I mean, when I read a romance, I know what to expect for the most part. They're just like really fun, get to escape, but I also love the people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's always so welcoming. I mean, we're not without our own dramas, but for the most part, it's just a really wonderful community. When I joined Bookstagram and BookTube, everyone was so kind. And yeah, the people are great.
I love it. That's amazing. Yeah, I really love the romance community. I find it so welcoming. Like, it doesn't matter how long you've been reading romance or
right,
you know, or what your favorite romance is, like whether you're like dark romance or historical. There's a little bit of everything, and I love the fact that the community is so welcome, and they can give you book recommendations, they can tell you who their favorite authors is, and
yeah. So. Yeah, we read like hundreds of books every year, and everyone else always has some recommendation for you.
Yeah, I think like women's readers are voracious readers. Like,
mm-hmm, for sure.
They can consume a book in a day or a couple of days, and you're just like, they just want to consume more and more.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's not like a genre that keeps you reading for like a week or two, you know, just sitting with the same book because you're so deep into it.
So. Yeah. And it's got like a really big indie author community too.
Yeah. And
like indie authors publish so fast, especially compared to traditionally published authors. So we get even easier access to books that way.
Yeah, I gotta say, yeah, there's a couple indie authors publishing quarantine books, which is interesting. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm ready to read a quarantine book.
Right. I'm not surprised. I mean, they have the time, right?
Yeah, they have the time and the energy to just post a quarantine forced proximity, you know, book. So that's awesome. So you read historical romance. Who are your favorite authors?
For historical romance, I mean, I read a whole bunch of different subgenres, but historical romance, of course, my top favorite, Lisa Kleypas. I love everything about her. I'm trying to read her entire backlist, and I'm over halfway through now.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I love her. I also love Kerrigan Byrn. Her Victorian Rebel series is amazing. Elizabeth Hoyt, her Maiden Lane series is really good. Beverly Jenkins, who I only recently kind of started reading, but she's amazing. Mm-hmm. And Sarah McLean and Tessa Dare, of course.
I love it. Yeah, I tried a couple of those. I've been meaning to pick up Elizabeth Hoy. That's one of the authors that I've been recommended, and I'm like, I need to pick it up. So awesome.
Yeah, her Maiden Lane series is pretty long, but she has some shorter series that are great to jump into as well.
That's perfect. And for someone who's starting out, you know, reading historical romance, what are some of the books or series they should try and to dive into the genre?
I would say, well, my first historical romance, I started with Highlanders. So it was Karen Marie Monning's Highlander series, Maya Banks, McCabe trilogy. I mean, those are great if you love, you know, hot Scottish guys in kilts. Mm-hmm. Sarah McLean was also another author who got me like truly into the subgenre. I started with her Rules of Scoundrel series, fell in love with it. It's like so well written. I love the characters. It's like, it's just a really great series.
I love it. Yeah, I'm diving into Sarah McLean's latest series, and I'm loving it. It's kind of like fun, you know. She's a YouTube author, so this is awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Peace and Sleepless. You've read half of her backlist, and she has an extensive backlist. So what do you love about her?
Like her romantic, her heroes are always head over heels in love with the heroines. Some are more alpha and darker than others. Some are just really great guys, and the heroines are always just women that you kind of want to be friends with. You know, they're amazing, supportive of other friends. And yeah, when they fall in love and you just can't help but swoon. And they're just so easy to read, so fun to read. I mean, some of them have made me cry, but yeah, she's just so great at writing the most romantic and swoony things.
Yeah, I agree. So what are some of your favorite books from Lisa Kleypas?
I love her Hathaway series. My favorite in that series is Love in the Afternoon, which is the fifth and last book. It's a great like family saga series about the Hathaway children. There's great family dynamics as well as the romances. I also love Devil in Winter and Devil in Spring. Devil in Spring is about the sun from Devil in Winter. Devil in Winter was actually my first Lisa Kleypas book, so it'll always have a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. And some recent favorites are, again, The Magic, which is a standalone but also kind of a prequel to the Wallflower series, and Dreaming of You, which a lot of people also love because everyone loves the hero, Derek Craven.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I love Derek Craven. It'll just about to change. It has a special place in my heart. So mm-hmm. They're competing against each other. But yeah. So now let's talk about romance tropes. What are some of your favorite tropes?
I am always a sucker for second chance romance because I love angst. And I love when they can, you know, deliver some great groveling when it needs to be. Some of my favorite books for second chance romances, like, again, The Magic is a second chance romance. Sarah McLean has Day of the Duchess, which is my favorite book from her. Like a non-historical would be Love in Other Words by Christina Loren. I love that book so, so much. It's like friends to lovers and also second chance. Friends to lovers is another favorite trope of mine. I love tropes or like stories where the main characters have some sort of history together already. Mm-hmm. I just love that dynamic.
So thinking about your least favorite romance trope, what would it be?
I don't know if I have like a least favorite, or I don't know if this is a trope specifically, but I don't like reading about miscommunication in my romances. Like if it's something that could have easily been just talked about, and there's some unnecessary drama that comes out of it, it just annoys me like crazy. I also am not the biggest fan of unrequited love. Like someone is pining over someone else and they don't ever notice until, I don't know, a makeover happens. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, I see that. You know, I think for me, miscommunication is the biggest pet peeve. It's like, mm-hmm. is he going to resolve with the conversation? Or is he right. like, here's something, and then just blows it out of proportion. I'm like, okay, like, really? Talk to each other.
Exactly. Know? Like, a simple conversation could have solved everything.
Yeah, so I feel like authors can use other tropes or other things that can include conflict in the situation.
That yeah.
What have been some of your favorite books of this year?
Some of my favorite books this year?
Yeah.
Let's see. One actually just came out yesterday. It's called Sea of Ruin by Pam Godwin. It's a dark historical romance. And it was such an addicting read. Like, it gets pretty dark, so it's not for the faint of heart, but it's about pirates. It's got a heroine who's a pirate captain, and I loved her so much. It's kind of a love triangle, kind of not. It's a little complicated. But yeah, that book was amazing. I also loved Indigo by Beverly Jenkins. That one came out a long time ago, but I read it for the historical romance readathon that I hosted earlier this year. And it's such an amazing book. Slow burn. The heroine nurses the hero back to health after he's injured. I love reading that kind of stuff in historical romances. The new Lisa Kleypas was great, Chasing Cassandra. Some non-historicals would be Beach Read by Emily Henry. That one's not out yet, out in May, but that one was so good. That was my first time reading this author. I think she wrote young adult before this, so she was completely new to me, but she wrote such an amazing romance. Although I guess it could be considered women's fiction as well. It's like that weird blend in between. But that book was hilarious. I laughed out loud so many times while I was reading it. Let's see. Credence? I don't know how to pronounce it. By Penelope Douglas. Kind of a dark romance. But yeah, that one was wild. I don't even know how to describe it. Girl Gone Viral by Alicia Rye was so cute and adorable and heartwarming. That one is a bodyguard romance. So the heroine is like a former model, and she's been in love with her bodyguard for years now. They've been in love with each other for years. And finally, when he takes her away to his secluded farm after she goes viral in a tweet, the forced proximity gets to them, and they finally start to explore their feelings.
I love it. Yeah, I'm currently listening to Girl Gone Viral, and I'm loving it. The hey. Audio is really good, so it's kind of like fun.
Have you also read The Right Swipe?
Yes, I did. I read her series just before The Right Swipe, where The Right Swipe heroine is mentioned.
Oh, and yeah. The Forbidden Hearts series?
Yeah, that's a series. Mm-hmm. They're just like family drama and just like a steamy and all this sort of thing. So I felt that
I love that series too.
That series is really good. So that was like, okay, you should read whatever she comes out next. So I feel like interesting. Yeah, I asked Alicia if she's gonna do a book for the assistant. The Rhiannon's assistant is kind of like a hacker. She's kind of like an interesting character. Like, she can bust her. But Alicia's not.
What was her name?
Lakshmi, I think.
Oh, yeah, Lakshmi.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love her. She's great.
She's great, but there's no books for her. No, like.
No, I would love like a novella or something for her, though.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see. What are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2020?
Like for the rest of the year?
Yeah, or what has come out that you were anticipating that you wanted to mm-hmm. read?
Well, the Sarah McLean book, Daring and the Duke, That one is the last book in her Bare Knuckle Bastard series. I actually just literally got an arc of it today, so I am so excited to read it. Awesome. Another historical romance, A Rogue of One's Own by Evie Dunmore. This is her second book. I loved her debut so much, Bringing Down the Duke. Such a good slow burn romance. I'm also excited for Nalini Singh. She has another Psy Changeling Trinity book coming out later in the summer. Mm-hmm. I love her so much. She writes like a whole bunch of different subgenres, and I love all of them. I would read anything that she writes. And I'm also excited for Emerald Blaze by Alona Andrews. This one is like a paranormal urban fantasy kind of book. It's a sequel to I don't even remember the title. It's in the Hidden Legacy series, but it's so good. I loved that one, so I'm excited for the sequel.
Yeah, I'm just reading the Hidden Legacy series. I'm on book two, and I have to admit, it's addicting. Like, I was hoping for more romance, but it was just like they had enough action that I was like, keep turning my pages.
Yeah, I was definitely like, okay. Slow burn. They develop their romances throughout like a whole series. But have you read their Kate Daniels series?
No, I have not. Is it good?
Yeah, I love it. It's like my favorite urban fantasy series. It's not like romance, but there is an amazing romance in it. Kate and Curran are one of my favorite couples ever. Such a power couple. But yeah, that one is urban fantasy, a lot of action. It's epic.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't wait. Maybe I'll go dive into after I'm done with the Hidden Legacy. Maybe I'll dive into their backlist and just keep reading. It's been fun.
Yeah.
So what books are your TBR?
Some recent releases would be The Sinner by Jer Ward. This is her latest Black Dagger Brotherhood book. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm pretty like up to date. I read it as soon as it comes out, but this one I've been holding off a little, not sure why, but it's just sitting on my shelf staring at me. Julia Quinn's new release I just got in the mail the other day, First Comes Scandal, and people have been telling me that it's super cute and fun. So I'm excited. That's kind of the kind of books that I'm reading right now. Daring and the Duke, I just got that one in ARC. I'm probably gonna read it, you know, tonight. I can't help myself. It's one of my most anticipated reads of the year. And I also have a bunch of Joanna Lindsay books. I've been buying a ton of used books on eBay. Mm-hmm. So I have a huge list of books that I can pick from. I recently read Hearts of Flame from her for the readathon, and I loved it. All about awesome, kick-ass Vikings. So I probably will read the rest of that series.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell us where you can find you online.
So I am Lacey Book Lovers on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. My blog is called Book Lovers for Life, bookloversforlife.com. I think that's all I am. Oh, I'm on Goodreads as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Lacey, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great greeter is waiting for you.